Hello.
Good day.
Good morning. Is it morning yet? Still? What do you call the middle of the day like this? When you mean it is brunch time, but what do you call that middle of the day?
I usually reach the noon point and then I say, good day.
That works.
Actually, I really don't say that usually in real life.
You don't just walk up to somebody and say, good day, sir.
No, but actually, one of my old bosses used to be like, good day. And I was just like, are you British?
There was a movie rental place that I used to go to that the guy always, I don't know if he was saying it because he had an accent or what. I've noticed you say it every once in a while. He goes, but it's more exaggerated than what you've ever done, where he goes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And he did it every single time I walked into the thing. And I don't know if it was like to grab my attention, saying it in such a weird way.
Yeah, you replaced the E with a U.
And I was hello. Like, is he like from, like, is that like a Canadian thing? Is it, I didn't understand.
We should talk about that. The, like the difference in like accents and what is it called? It's not just accents. It's
Regional dialects.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We'll get to that sometime.
I've got we'd have to bring in a guest. I got a buddy of mine that's what we do all the time is we not only pick apart how people say certain things, but we also we used to do the, you ever heard of IPA? Not the beer, but IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
We would actually sit down and write down how somebody said a word.
Yeah.
It, like the upside down E and the, yep. All those different, the capital E and all those different things, how they said that word.
Mm-hmm.
So we're nerds. We're music nerds.
No, that's cool.
That's how we would pick apart languages and stuff like that. But what we're going to talk about today is since back to school is coming up here pretty soon, I found this to be a little strange and kind of like a turf war. JCPenney and Macy's,
mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it because we don't have either of those around here.
Anymore, at least.
Anymore, they're all gone. How do you feel about this? They are going to sell used clothing in order to boost sales.
How used is this clothing? Like, do people sell it back to them or something?
From the looks of it, it's going to be more than just like the typical, okay, this shirt didn't fit or I didn't like the color, so it's a return. I'm going to do it.
Almost Salvation Army style
donation. And that's why I think it's like a turf war. It's like, you know, all these different thrift stores, whether they be local or national, isn't that kind of like, you know, doing what I'm doing and kind of stealing from me a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of don't like that because there are already places that do that, and I feel if it's coming from JCPenney or Macy's, then they're going to up their prices on the clothing since it's coming from them.
And a lot of those thrift places, they will I consider that stuff to be overpriced because it's like, okay, this was donated, and then it's also going to people in need, and you're still charging like almost what would be brand new prices.
Because I used to go to this one resale shop all the time when I was living in Chicago because they set up their shop really nice. They had a lot of good stuff, and their clothing items would usually be like $2, $4, $6. And I'm like, this is what I can get on board with. Like, this is the point of a resale shop is because someone else donated it. So why are you charging a ridiculous amount? Because I've been to other ones where it just seems unreasonable, the prices that they set.
Yeah, if I can get a pair of jeans for $5, then I'm totally okay with that. But if I got to spend like $15 for a pair of jeans, I'll just go and buy them at a department store for brand new.
Exactly. And then you get the full use out of them as opposed to potentially just like half of it since it's already been worn.
So they said that they're going to open up their used clothing section because of the success of all the thrift stores and the trendy resale shops. And a lot of teens are doing their back to school shopping in the used clothing section. It's not a bad idea. You're going to save yourself some money, especially if you've got to foot the bill on some of that stuff.
I just don't like it one bit. I don't like how they're doing this. I mean, I get it's a good way to probably appeal to the younger crowd because, you know, you're going to, here's your junior department. Oh, by the way, here's our also resale section, and might be a little bit more affordable for you, but, you know, those Salvation Army people.
But you know what it's going to be is all those trendy shops, just the ones where they're like, oh, it's distressed, oh, it's cool, but yeah they're going to end up spending more money.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a couple of other, there's just one shop I used to go to, too. I thought it was the coolest place, but they would overprice everything. It was just insane.
Is it the one that's a letter and another letter?
trying to send a letter.
This letter and this letter. I'm just going to say H&M.
Oh, H&M, no.
They like to do that. They like to do a lot of distressed stuff.
H&M are the same letter backwards and forwards, so I don't know how I wasn't catching what you were spelling.
I didn't really draw an H. I just kind of said this letter and then this. I tried to do the and symbol.
No, I used to shop there. When I was when I studied abroad, I went to H&M because that was probably one of the most affordable places. And I'm like, well, at least it's from Paris, even though it's probably not from Paris.
It's a German company, I think. So, yeah, they're getting somewhere.
And, yeah, some of their stuff, too. By the way, I don't want to bash H&M, but sometimes the quality of their clothing, not so good for what they're charging.
Bought a pair of shorts for, I think, too much, and then they lasted like one summer.
It's very upsetting when that happens. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was going to say, if you go to some of these resale shops, you could be able to find some good finds, but again, I just don't really appreciate what they're doing there with all that.
So where do you usually shop when you were going back to school? Do you usually do? Well, obviously you're going to get hand-me-downs.
Totally. But I would go to, I don't know if we have these around here, but Ross, which is like the same as TJ Maxx, basically. So I would try to do that. I mean, I used to go to Kohl's back in the day when they were so on board with their, you know, when they give you their cash back.
The Kohl's cash, yeah.
Or if you do... They used to have so many online promo codes that you could just... I got a pair of Vans for like $30 and they were originally set at 70-something.
See, that's another pair of shoes that... When did those become expensive?
I don't know, because all of a sudden they became cool by the hipsters.
I bought mine, I think, for like... I think they were regular price $29.99.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these are great.
Yep.
And now they've just made them ridiculously priced. They're like, oh yeah, $60.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Freaking hipsters.
But whatever you're doing your back-to-school shopping, hopefully you don't spend too much money. But you know what you don't spend money on? This podcast.
Yay, it's free.
And because we've got other people spending money on this podcast. The Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. You want to check out more podcasts, you can always do it at 983thecoast.com or wherever you find your podcasts. Do that. And then you can also do it on the app, which, hey. Also free.
Whoa.
Download it now in your app store. And we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast here soon.
See ya.